Big Jim's house.
Here's a question. Did watching something on TV, this is so random. We're not going to get calls in this. Don't worry about it. If you want to call, boy, that was the most non-committal committal thing I've ever done. If you want to go to dinner, let's go.
We're going
to
talk about something, but don't call on it.
Don't call on it. Good Lord. When you're watching TV as a kid and you go, I want to do that. I can do that. Did TV ever inspire you or a movie to do something really stupid? 248-398-9279. See what I mean? It's like, okay, it's 6:20 in the morning. It's Monday, man. Okay. Any hoodles. If you want to see what we're talking about, the cannonball, well, the cannon that shoots bowling balls, text us the keyword is...
Cannon.
This whole thing started last week. There was a story out of New Jersey. These guys were arrested by cops. They were pulling a cannon through a field with their pickup truck on a trailer.
Yep.
And they had bowling balls, and they had drugs as well. But they were going to go shoot bowling balls out of this cannon. There's no photos of it or anything else. No. I want to see this.
I know.
Well, we found out where they got their inspiration from. Those damn crazy people on the Discovery Channel. Again, the key word is...
cannon.
You can watch. These guys built a cannon that shoots bowling balls. Then, of course, they decided to, well, fire it.
This has never been tested by us. And I'm running the risk of putting everything we built on the line. Drop in that fuse, Mike. Set your powder. Ball's going in. We could set that powder off, so we've got to be real cautious.
Here we go. Now, here's the thing. Not only did that thing take off, it flew across that field.
Oh, yeah.
That was impressive.
And I thought it would hit the grass and, like, stop, like, plug in. But no, it takes off.
It kept going. It had some travel. It Bryson DeChambeau the hell out of that thing. 248-398-9279. Text us. The keyword is...
cannon.
But in honor of the Discovery Channel people, obviously inspiring these guys to try to build their own bowling ball cannon. You grew up in the age of Jackass, so I'm sure you did all sorts of stupid stuff.
That was 10 years of my life, was just us doing stupid stuff like that. Every time one of the new movies came out, you had to try at least 5 or 6 of those stunts that they did.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Really?
My brother on WLTV, Walled Lake Television, for our schools, I don't know how they allowed him to do this, but they made their own. It was that big. Jackass was this big that my brother and his buddies got their own show called Contraband and put it on there.
Come on. There's got to be video of that somewhere.
I don't know how they did it, but there was...
keyword cannon, C-A-N-N-O-N, by the way. Are you serious?
Yeah.
All right. Hold on. So this is like a crazy thing, Carl? Line one? Okay. Melanie in Detroit, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Jim?
We're good. So TV inspired you to do what?
Oh, my God. I'm 61. Little girl, I watched Superman in black and white, okay?
Yeah, George Reeves. Yep, remember that.
Saw Superman take coal and crush it into diamonds. So my girlfriend had these huge boulders in her front yard. So make diamonds.
Oh, we're losing. Hey, Melanie, hold on. We're losing you on your phone here. Hold on. We'll try to get her back. I love cell phone service sometimes. I miss the old days. Just a bag phone would work better. Sorry, Melanie. That was dropping out. I think she's talking about doing the only thing we did. Well, there are two things. One, there was a TV show called SWAT when I was a little kid, and we would kick all the screens out of my grandma's windows at her house. And I would pretend to be a member of SWAT and run around the house going, da 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 da, and then I'd jump out the window.
Oh, my God.
And then the other thing was every time Evel Knievel, when he was on ABC's Wide World of Sports, the only reason you watched Evel Knievel was for him to crash or to get a stupid idea. And Stuart Kleppy and I would just run out there. That's what we would do immediately. He would jump 12 buses in London. We'd get the plywood ramp. We'd set it up. We'd jump over people. That was it. Evel Knievel was just inspiration for doing stupid crap when you were a kid.
That had to be the start of it, was him.
Evel?
Because even when I was growing up, we were trying to jump each other on bikes. You
Evel
know
Knievel,
what I mean?
Man. Yeah. Yeah, man. Well, really, it goes to Fonzie when he jumped the shark tank when he was on water skis in Happy Days.
But, you're right.
Yeah, literally, that one.
We could. Big Jim's house.
So Steve here over the weekend going, oh, my God, it's still going.
It is.
It is. TikTok and cranberry juice. Who knew? 6:37, Big Jim's house here. Big Jim, there's Ryan, there's Ange. Reeling in the Years coming up in less than 10 minutes. Three clips from 1 year. You identify, you're going to win a very cool prize, especially if you're a fan of Queen. Here's your clue. Uncle Jesse.
Good clue.
Thank you. I wait for affirmation from Ryan. Okay. Back to our conversation about stupid things you did because you saw it on TV. These four guys got arrested because they had a cannon that would shoot bowling balls in New Jersey. They were heading out to a field. Cops stopped and went, no, 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 you can't do that. But then we found a clip on Discovery Channel where they did it.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that's where these guys got the ideas. They were half-baked. There was a lot of weed in their truck. A lot. And they decided they were going to do this. But Discovery Channel had it. If you think we're joking, you can watch it. A bowling ball cannon. 248-398-9279. The keyword, of course, is...
cannon.
Yeah, we'll send you the YouTube video right to your phone so you can watch it. You, again, grew up in the age of Jackass.
Yeah.
So, you did all sorts of stupid... not as bad as Bam Margera, though, right? Bam Margera did some stuff to his parents, like the fireworks in the bathroom when he'd be on the toilet.
We were pretty horrible to my mom and dad.
You didn't answer that. Did you do that?
We didn't do the firecrackers, but I... oh, gosh, what do? Well, you did the old tape the hose, the nozzle on the sink. So first thing in the morning, your mom turns on the sink and boom, water sprays in her face. I took the hose out of the toilet, like the hose that connects and flushes the water into the toilet when you hit flush.
Yeah.
I popped it out of the top of the toilet bowl and then set the top back on it. So when my dad flushed the toilet, it would just spray right up at him. We beat him up a couple of times while he's taking a shower with, like, plastic bats and filmed that.
You filmed it?
Yeah, I would run in with the camera and my brother would be start hitting him.
All right. Your dad was a saint, man, because my dad would have beat me like a drum. 248-398-9279. TV made you do what? Other than Jackass stuff, because apparently 8 or 10 of what you just said is illegal. So, Kirk, what happened, man?
You already hit it. Evel Knievel, man. Ramps, everything with a bike. If you didn't take your bike up something or over something, it was not worth it. Banana seats and all, you know, everything you ever busted on your bike was because of that.
Absolutely. And here was, and again, the problem with a lot of the bikes back then, Ryan, was they had this big bald tire. I don't know whose idea that was to put racing slicks on a pedal bike. You know what I'm talking about?
Exactly.
You got no grip, so you had a third of the speed you probably should have.
That's good to go on a wood ramp with no grip on your tires.
We had a friend of mine, he actually jumped off the ramp, then went up a tree because the tree had enough of a root on it. Went up the tree, flipped over backward, landed on his back, and then got up and did it again.
Absolutely. Again, that's the problem with TV. Evel Knievel was the beginning of it all. Kirk, you're awesome, buddy. Have a great day. Thanks for listening.
You too.
Oh, yeah. If I had access to 12 double-decker buses when I saw the London jump, I'd have done it.
Just think, there's always that chance you pull it off, and then you're a legend amongst your friends.
Instead, you're leaving tire tracks on Stuart Kleppe's chest.
Big Jim's house.
Ryan's getting the paper towels ready. So here's the game. We have got a big bag full of candy. It's an adult pillowcase just for you. From our friends at Doc Sweets and Clawson. Because this is for you adults. Kids, don't get this. Mom and Dad, you get this. It's all the candy you wanted. 248-398-9279. I have to listen close though, because Ryan, you have a Pop Rocks?
Yeah.
Okay, he's got blue Pop Rocks going pop in his mouth, and he's got a Dr. Pepper. He's going to tempt candy fate. Here we go. Take a little soda. Get your Dr. Pepper. And now he's going to read the lyrics. Here we go.
Look me in the eye. Said you got my point. I said, yeah. Oh, yeah. Wet me up a 125. Both my face one better alive. I can't open my mouth.
You okay? We're close. Oh, my God. Does it feel weird?
Come on.
Are you okay? You want to try to read it again or no?
Sure.
No, we did it once. That's okay. You know, we got it on tape. We got it. All right, you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
This still going? You got blue teeth now. What did you do in Smurf Village? Anyway. Got him. All right, what song is he singing? Oh, yeah. Halloween week. Big Jim's house. Big Jim, there's Ryan Logan. There's Ange. 248-398-9279. We did this last year. It's a lot of fun. You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. My back just started hurting a little bit. Now I'm nervous that that's the prop pop rocks caused that, and I'm going to drop or something.
Great. Don't do that. We had Ryan eat some pop rocks and drink some Dr. Pepper and read classic rock lyrics. Your job to win a pillowcase full of candy from Doc Sweets. Mom and Dad, this is for you. Amazing stuff in there. We got everything from candy cigarettes to zero bars, you name it.
We were checking out the boxes on Friday, getting them ready to put in the pillowcases, and man,
a lot of candy.
A lot of candy.
A lot of candy, but you got to identify 248-398-9279. Listen closely. Here's Ryan reading the classic rock lyrics.
Look in the eye, fellow got my pump. I fell out, oh yeah. Wet me up a 125. Both my fists one better wide. I can't open my mouth.
You okay? We're close. Don in Hazel Park, what song are we looking for?
Bon Jovi, Wanted Dead or Alive.
No, actually, that was good, though. Are you okay, Ryan?
Oh, I'm fine. It's just they're still crackling, and I can't. Oh.
That wasn't it, Don. Try again, okay?
All right, thank you.
There you go, buddy. Let's go to Bob and Taylor. Bob, pop rock song. What was it? What song was he reading the lyrics to?
Wanted Dead or Alive?
Oh, yeah. No, that's not.
Nope.
Let's go to Annette St. Clair Shores. Annette, what song are we looking for?
Wanted Dead or Alive?
No.
Man.
Right, I'm stumped here. One more. Ann in Harrison Township. Ann, what song are we looking for?
Is it Hotel California?
No. All right, we're going to take a listen one more time here and then call back. Okay, Ann?
Thank you. It will do.
Look in the eye, but you got my pump. I fell out, oh yeah. Wet me up a 125.
Seven 21. Halloween week. Scary. Ooh. I'm going to get within 6 feet of you. Boo.
So, we did this last year, had a blast, and we're doing it again this year. Ryan is eating pop rocks and drinking soda and reading classic rock lyrics. 248-398-9279. You're going to get a pillowcase full of candy.
Full!
Packed from Doc Sweets of Clawson. David and everyone at Doc Sweets are awesome for doing this. It's our way of saying thank you and getting you the candy that you wanted when you were a kid. Maybe you couldn't get now. We got everything in there. Zero bars. Some of the extra stuff we got in there. We got the Mallow cups. We got
Sugar daddies are in there. Sugar that was another one people talked
candy
about.
Candy cigarettes. People asked for those. You're damn right. We got those. But nobody's got the inner shit, right? Here we go. Here was Ryan doing the classic rock lyrics and pop rocks. And it was Dr. Pepper, right?
Yeah, Dr. Pepper.
DP in his mouth.
Look in the eye, but you got my pump. I fell out all the... Oh, yeah. Wet me up a 125. Both my fists one better wide. I can't open my mouth.
You okay? We're close. Shelly and Warren. Okay, what song was he doing with pop rocks? What lyrics?
Hey, how are you guys?
Is it
Sammy Hagar, I Can't Drive 55?
How about that?
Shelly. There you go.
Look me in the eye, said, you get my point? I said, yeah, oh, yeah. Write me up a 125. Post my face, wanted dead or alive. Nice. Shelly, you did it.
Nice. Thank you.
So you get a pillowcase full of candy from Doc Sweets and Clawson, all the stuff that we talked about last week. It weighs a couple pounds.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, these are heavy.
Yeah, you could swing this thing and hit somebody with it, Shelly.
Oh, that is awesome. Thank you, guys.
Hey, what was your candy that you never got as a kid that you wanted?
That's a hard one. I don't know. I had two older brothers, so they took all the good stuff. See? I like the chips in the bag.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. My friend Bill hands out chips. I don't get that. Anyway. All right. Well, Shelly, you hold on. Appreciate you listening to us in the morning, too.
Thanks, guys.
All right. There she goes. We'll do it again tomorrow morning, right around the same time. Another shot of some candy. You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Whew, I was kind of nervous. I was kind of nervous for you there, man. You kind of got rattled there a little bit towards the end of that with the pop rocks.
Yeah, they're just still popping in my mouth.
If we did with Pop Rocks and Wild Turkey tomorrow, would it be any different?
We could do that. I'll do that.
Battle of the Burbs would be more different. Ryan, question number two.
Big Jim's House.
CSX Big Jim's House, 735. There's Ryan Logan. I'm Big Jim O'Brien. There's Angie. She's fun this morning. Ask her why she's picking her teeth when you call. 248-398-9279. You're fun this morning. That's why. She gets mad about that stuff, too.
She eating our candy?
You eat the candy?
My candy,
what
Andy?
The hell? Lola Granola doesn't eat candy.
That dry cereal gets cereal stuck.
Yeah. Okay. What a great final drive from the Lions to win the game. It was fun. Now, I will admit, I didn't see it. Do you know why? Because I woke up, I fell asleep when the Lions went behind. I just thought I'd catch a nap. I turned it off. I got mad. Actually threw the remote on the floor. Typical Lions fan, right? So I go to bed. I fell asleep in the chair. I wake up. I see that the Falcons are driving as I'm checking my fantasy football score. Still not watching it on TV. Falcons score. I'm like, well, that's weird. Why would the Falcons score? They could have run out the clock, kicked the field goal. Still not watching it on TV. I'm about to turn the game on TV, and then I see the thing goes dot, 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 and Stafford throws the ball 40 yards. I'm like, nope, I can't turn on the TV now. Because if I turn on the TV now, they're going to lose.
Yeah.
So I sat there and watched the entire game through a feed on my phone with nothing but stats update, constantly hitting the refresh button. I never watched the end of it. I didn't see it until later. I was afraid to even watch the highlight because I thought they'd overturn it or something. I'm serious. I can't be the only one.
After further review.
You know, like the thing, like if your team's doing really well and you're in a room watching them.
You stay in that room.
You do not leave that room. I could not turn on the TV. Well, Lions fans went a little crazy yesterday. So there's some fantastic videos out there. This one, of course, is.
Keyword win?
Yeah.
Is that what you wanted?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know if it was like. Spectacular! Or the best out of them all! I didn't know. Keyword win, though.
Keyword
check
win.
This guy out.
Win. This dude just goes running around the neighborhood. Got his big Lions flag.
We've done it! We have pretty 2 weeks in a row, baby!
You gotta go that way.
Then it goes around the other side of the lawn.
Boom, baby! 3-3! Yeah!
I love it.
Big Jim's House.
Week number 5 coming up this Saturday, 9 to 10 a.m. Saturday morning coming up, we will do Kathmandu. You know the story I'm talking about, right?
Okay.
If you don't know this, Bob Seger actually went to Kathmandu once, and ABC filmed it. And why in the hell would Bob go to Kathmandu? It's really cool. You watch the video.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Oh yeah, absolutely, the whole piece on
the things Bob Seger's ever done. And think about that. He's done a lot of cool stuff, but this is one of the coolest things Bob Seger's ever done.
Yep.
That'll be on our Seger Saturday coming up between 9 and 10. All right. Speaking of coming up, I put this picture on our Facebook page, Big Jim's House and WCSX. One of these old whirlers, like a rotor that you spun around and you were pinned against the wall.
Yeah.
And there's always one guy who would make himself turn 180.
Like the cool dude who could do tricks in there. Huh?
Yeah. So it led to the question, have you ever thrown up on a ride?
Well, that was part of those, because we call them Gravitrons when I was growing up. That's what they were.
Handles, though, you could hold on to, right?
Not on those. It was just the sheet that would slide up and, like, the
little... Yeah, pull away from you and then push you up.
Yeah, push you up and all that good stuff. But that would be half of it, was standing outside of that one, watching as people walked out going, oh, dude, check, this guy's going down.
I told you, my sister threw up on one after drinking a slushie. And it was just this line of orange and red all the way around the thing. 248-398-9279. I swear there was one on Boblo. I don't remember the name. Cedar Point, did they still have it? Or I know they had one.
I don't think they still have it. I don't think so.
So have you ever thrown up on a ride?
Not that I can think. I was thinking about it, and usually when I got to think that long, it didn't happen. I don't think so.
I don't think it either. We asked Angie, and she was like, whatever. You don't throw up on rides.
Yeah.
Carnivals,
who throws up on rides?
Carnivals you do because you're eating fried food, and then you get on a ride. That makes more sense to me. I get that. 248-398-9279. I swear there was one of those at Boblo, too.
Big Jim's House.
Boblo had this, and I think Cedar Point had it, too. What was the name of it, though? Hold on. Line two. Hey, Big Jim's House. Good morning.
This is Rhino. Hey, I think that was called the Rotor at the Boblo Island.
I think you're right. The Rotor. That was the one. Did you ever ride on it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I kept it together.
That's the key. You got to keep it. You never drank a slushy or anything before you went on something like the Rotor. Never. You would never do that.
No, I tell you what, Big Jim, there's a lot of people that do the old head flop and they try to keep it together, but they don't. They think they're tough, but they're not that tough.
All right, brother. Have a good morning, man.
You too, Big Jim. Have a good one. Listen to you every morning.
Thank you, bud. Okay, 248-398-9279. Is there a ride that made you just... There was this one, and by the way, it was Boblo. Apparently, we had somebody to text us that they were a ride operator at Boblo. They operated the Rotor. The Rotor was the same name at Cedar Point. We know that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. Keyword ride if you want to see a video.
Oh,
you got it.
Okay, good.
The one at Cedar Point, you can see that keyword
old
ride.
Old school video, man. There was this one of a pirate ship that would swing back and forth.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You would get on it.
Pick up speed as you go.
And then it would stall right at the top, and you would hang there. That was the one. That's as close as I came to just yakking everywhere. Oh, it's horrible because you're hanging upside down.
There's another one, and this one is like throw up. You might have four concussions by the time you're done riding it. The corkscrew at Cedar Point.
Not good.
It's the one that crosses over the pathways
and
does a bunch of loops. That
thing, one tears you up?
Just hammering your head up against the side of it.
You get more rattled than you do want to do that thing, you know.
Yeah, that's where I'm like, you're throwing up because you've been concussed, not because you got sick.
Did you eat anything? Not for 3 days. I know. Who am I? I'm Batman. Put me through. Keyword ride if you want to see this video. 248-398-9279. I see people texting in right now. Yeah, that was the one, though. It was so weird because you're pinned against the wall, and there was always one person who would do a 180 and stand the other way.
Yeah.
And you're like, dude, it's going to stop right now, and you're going to fall to your death. Right? You were always freaked out by it. Okay. There was, if I'm being old school here, there's another ride that I used to have at carnivals called the Mouse.
No.
Look up the Mouse roller coaster. It was this tiny little roller coaster. You'd find them at carnivals and in parking lots and stuff. And it was the squeakiest, creepiest, and it would, like, shoot you out over the track for a second and go back. I had nightmares about that thing, the Mouse. Did you find it?
Oh, okay, yeah.
See
I got
that?
A video of it.
A little tiny one?
Oh, these were the ones that were, like, nice, though. It was more of just taking a little ride on the track than you're not going down big hills
and
stuff.
That was Demo Mouse.
Big Jim's House.
Battle of the Burbs, good players next. Hang with us. Great prize today, too, man. Ooh, good questions. Nice. Let's get back to throwing up, shall we? So, I figured out why this conversation started. I had to go back. If you just joined us, thanks for stopping by. Earlier this morning, we did our thing we do every Halloween where Ryan will read classic rock lyrics while eating Pop Rocks and drinking soda.
Right.
And you, at one point, I thought you were going to hurl.
I almost did.
You almost did. So then we started going from rides that made you hurl because I have this great picture of one of those Gravitron rides, which we found out was named the Rotor at Cedar Point and Boblo.
Yes.
Now, if you want to see what we're talking about, 248-398-9279. 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is
ride.
Cedar Point even had an old school commercial for it.
One of the biggest thrills on the Midway. The law of centrifugal force provides fun seekers of all ages with an amazing demonstration. Notice the floor dropping away from their feet. They are literally stuck to the sides of the barrel and having a barrel of fun.
Having a barrel of fun.
Boy.
Did I make you want to go
ride?
Ride
me. Yeah. That commercial really makes you want to go check that ride out.
That's how he did it back in the day, man. Maybe he had just gotten off the road and said, hey, can you record this?
I'm about to throw up.
Barrel keyword run. Hold sounds on. So fun.
Keyword ride.
Critique the Cedar Point guy from 1910 or wherever that was. Good morning, Big Jim's house.
Yeah, I thought about the kind of rides this morning.
Yeah.
The zipper.
The zipper. The zipper is one of those you hear people speak about in hushed tones, dude.
It was the worst ride you could ever get.
Hold on, hold on. Now tell everybody, describe the zipper to everybody.
So the zipper ride is you get into this little cage, and you go up, you spin inside this cage, and then the whole thing moves like in a oval, and then that would spin. And man, all you're doing is just keep spinning and spinning and spinning. But those are the carnival rides you go, like, when they have them at, you know, the stores and stuff, the local carnivals that would come into town.
Yeah, that was the one. You know what I'm talking about, Ryan? You ever seen these things?
I rode this last year at Arts Beats Needs.
Did you really?
Yeah, they had it there.
And?
I'm not even kidding you. Me and my buddy, it must have just been for buying stuff, throwing change in our pockets. Never took it out. We almost got knocked out by quarters because they were just flying through our little contraption.
That was crazy. I got out of there and I just hurtled all over the place.
Oh, my God. Yeah, man. I remember one time we beat the neighborhood kids, the Little League kids, and we were so excited we went to like a little carnival.
Yeah.
And we got on one of those spinner rides, and my buddy gave us chewing tobacco before we'd gotten on there. And my God, we threw chewing tobacco all over the place. It was insane.
Oh, yeah, that was crazy. But hey, no. Man, I listen to you every morning, man. Nice job.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. He's going to kill me. And the next day, my friend kissed the lifeguard, Witty Peppercorn. And we got kicked out of there for the whole summer.
That was such a wild summer.
Big Jim's house.
Ryan almost threw up eating Pop Rocks doing the classic rock lyrics earlier this morning. And then I found a great picture of the rotor from Boblo and Cedar Point. That thing with the walls that just spins and the bottom falls out. You called it
the Gravitron.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Because that was more of the spaceship. I think there's a more modern version of this one that looks like you just sat in like a giant-sized barrel.
So by modern version, they just spray-painted it silver and then did the same thing.
Made it look like a spaceship.
Put a spaceship on the end of it.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to see what we're talking about, 248-398-9279, the keyword is...
ride.
I hated that big swinging pirate ship that would at the carnivals that swings you all the way to the top and you hang there.
Those are good. They still have those at Cedar Point.
They've got a lot of places. I think St. Mary's, when they have their big festival, it's out there. And then those little mouse roller coasters. I don't get why it really freaked me out so much, but I just remember they're little and they feel like they're going to snap you off the end of the track. That makes sense? Like you would go out and then come back around. And you're like, I'm going to go off this. When I think I know what it was. I was put on one of those things when I was like 6 years old.
Well, and they're like,
I'm going to die.
They're like the carnival version of it. So it's like, it kind of looks like my brother made it out of a Kinect set.
Oh, yeah. It's so not stable. Hold on. Hi, good morning.
Hey, how are you?
We're good. Go ahead.
You were saying that mouse roller coaster thing?
Yep.
Michigan Adventure has one, and it's called Crazy Mouse. And it's a roller coaster, and it's like the short little cars, and you're flying everywhere. It's crazy. But
it is. They've got a Crazy Mouse in Michigan Adventure. Okay, well, I'm never going there again. I'm kidding. Did you ride it, though?
Oh, yeah. I loved it. And then they had that pirate ship that goes up on the end. Ooh. That was good, too.
No. My wife and I, we were dating at the time, and I took her to an amusement park. And we were both about to hurl, which is really not a good look when you're first dating someone. So you're trying desperately not to throw up in front of your girlfriend. Yeah, I was trying to be manly about it, but all I kept like, do you want to go out and get something? Yeah, it didn't work. Selena, all right. Well, now we know. There's another mouse one. Thanks for having us on in the morning, too.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
There she goes. There's Selena. 248-398-9279. What was the text message about the...
Well, we were talking about the zipper ride, that scary ride earlier.
And those ones look like they took fencing and put it around.
Yeah, you're basically in a cage spinning as fast as you can going up and down.
Right.
And Michael texted and he said, a friend of mine got the zipper cage to spin 437 times. The ride was done and we still had it spinning. Couldn't walk for about a half an hour.
Come on. All right. Is that because he asked or the guy operating the ride just forgot he was in there?
Maybe just forgot. Keep on going, son.
He's talking to some girl at the carnival.
Yeah, so operate this ride. Keep it pretty safe here.
Oh, damn. I wouldn't say anything.
No, it's not supposed to be.
You're supposed to be on there for that long, kid.
As long as you got tickets. Here.
Big Jim's house.
You started off. It's your fault. Because you almost with the Pop Rocks this morning.
I mean, that's not my fault. You're the one who ran with it. We could have just moved on.
No, it's fun. And then we found this great picture of the rotor from Boblo and Cedar Point. The thing where you just got pinned up against the wall. And somebody always went face the wrong way just to be a dude.
Yeah. Super cool.
And you called it the Gravitron,
the
right?
The Gravitron, yeah. That's what it was when I was growing up.
I hated the mouse. That little stupid ride. Someone said they have it in Michigan Adventure. Oof. And it's not a big, crazy roller coaster. It just freaked me out. I was put on there when I was a little kid. And if you think you're going over the edge.
I wouldn't like that if I was 4 years old either.
Yeah.
Maybe now you could handle it.
And then a day later, my dad came back to get me, and I was fine. Kidding. He came back in like 12 hours. Tony, Warren, go ahead, man.
Yeah, I was wondering if you're talking about rides that make you sick, how about one that hurts people?
What's that?
Do you ever hear the Jumbo Jet, Cedar Point?
No,
tell us about it.
You don't remember the Jumbo Jet, Big Jim?
I don't by name.
I don't know how old you are, but I mean...
I know. Go ahead.
They got rid of it in the 80s because too many people were getting hurt in rides.
Seriously?
In fact, I remember, we were crazy kids back then, and we decided to close out Cedar Point by trying to ride the Jumbo Jet as many times as we could, and we had to stop because my girlfriend at that time got sick. And then we're walking around to go someplace, something else, and we see the other couple we were with. We see the girl going in a stretcher. She's going to the hospital because she hurt her knee on the Jumbo Jet.
So that was the one. Okay, the Jumbo Jet. I'm looking at the pictures of it now. Yeah, wow, dude.
What the hell is this thing? It looks ridiculous.
It used to take you up electrically in a big circle, but when you got to the top, it didn't slow down. Boom, right over, and a lot of people got hurt on that ride. So they sold it, I think, to somebody in Germany, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Ryan's looking up right now.
They got rid of it.
You want to put that on the post with Ryan?
Yeah, it's very, very odd looking.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? It's very unique. Very unique ride. They never made anything else like it anywhere else that I know of, so.
Gee, I wonder why. Tony, have a great day, buddy. Appreciate you having us on, man.
You do the same.
All right.
No problem. Every morning I can.
Thank you, buddy. 248-398-9279. We're looking at pictures of the Jumbo Jet right now. It's up there. Keyword is.
Ride.
It's not going up. The way it's angled, some of the angles, when you come down, like he was saying, holy crap.
Yeah, and it's just not built right. Like, this one is actually from 2019, so this is still a ride. It's not at Cedar Point anymore. I think it's somewhere in Germany. But it doesn't make sense the way it's built. It shouldn't be built like that, and that's why I think there's so many...
What were those, the constructor kits you get, with the metal things where you could build a roller coaster or something?
It's like erector sets connect.
You ran out of pieces to make it safe, so you just kind of bent them all?
Yeah, or just didn't look at no instructions here. We can fit it here.
So basically your dad put that thing together and said, what the hell? Oh, my God. Never heard of the Jumbo Jet. And there's a reason, too, man. But you're saying that ride's still around?
Yeah, the video that I put up of it, I'm going to try to find one from it at Cedar Point, but it was from 2019.
It's in Germany?
A front row camera. Yeah, I believe so.
It's from their amusement park, Wanstepuppen. Wait a minute, I was going to say puking.
Big Jim's house.
Big day today. I got to trim my beard a little bit. We got to go talk to Royal Oak, the city commission. Our idea for Glenn Friday.
Yeah.
Which would be a week from Friday. We want to celebrate Glenn Fry's birthday by making it an official day in the city of Royal Oak, Dondero High School, where he grew up, born and raised. On the playgrounds, you spend most of his days chilling, relaxing, and all of a sudden Bob Seger came up. This is getting real good.
So what do we got going tonight?
Oh, sorry. Just feeling it, man. Feeling it. Let me flow, bro. So tonight, with the mayor's blessing, we're going to pitch our idea to the city commission. And if they say yes, it's a go. If they say no, it's a go. It's just then we'll be in a lot of trouble at the city of Royal Oak when we show up.
Yeah.
Then come on. They have to. They gave us Glenn Fry Drive.
I hope they do.
Is there any reason to say no?
I wouldn't see why not. Okay. There's not. It's not like there's going to be There's no school going on that day or anything either, so we can...
There is. It's on a Friday. There'll be school that morning.
Not there, though.
Oh, at Ondara. Oh, yeah, on the corner. Oh, you're right. You're right.
So it's we're not, wide we're open. Not it's all traffic. Good to go.
Okay. Yeah, I can't think of any reason. Anyway, if you want to share your notes, I'm going to read as many of those as I can tonight. Text us. The keyword, of course, is...
Glenn.
Yeah. Glenn?
Or Fry.
Fry. You had keywords today, man.
I don't know what's going
you
on.
You drinking again with the Pop Rocks?
Man.
Okay. Fry. F-R-E-Y. Glenn. Make them both now. You're going to have to make them both
now.
They're
will.
Both now. You said it. Okay. Wish me luck tonight. I'll get up there and...
So... Just don't screw up and go, so Seeger, I mean Fry, I mean Glenn.
Ah! Tell the city council people, you want to know what we're trying to do, just text us, keyword Fry. This is
Big Jim's house.
Everyone from Florida is stupid.
Not everyone.
Everyone from Florida is dumb. I might not be the brightest guy, but next to them my IQ's high. If they had guitars, here's how they'd strum.
Okay, a good Florida story. A guy out of Vero Beach, Indian River County, Florida, they arrested James Florent for calling 911 to report seeing aliens and UFOs. James told the dispatcher that he saw little ones flying low to the ground. They traced James's call, located him, charged him with misuse of 911, among other things. But here's the line. Here's the line. He told him, and I quote, "You better get over here because I don't want to go all Independence Day on them." That is fantastic. Anyone making an Independence Day reference in it, don't make me go all Independence Day on your ass. What does that mean exactly? He's going to blow him up with a plane?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We just watched that movie. Does that movie hold up?
I don't know. I haven't seen it in a long time.
Jeff Goldblum? I think we're flying right into the ship.
I think anything Jeff Goldblum's in holds up.
Buckaroo Banzai, I beg to differ.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah,
so,
no,
okay.
No, no, no. Yeah, I will call 911 if
someone... Big Jim's house.
Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life.
All right, wrapping up the show here. Donnie's coming in next. Power lunch at noon, keyword power, right?
Yes.
What do you want to hear today? Let her know. We're back tomorrow morning. Battle of the Burbs a little bit later, right around 8:50 on Tuesdays.
Yep.
Another round of our Pop Rocks music lyrics. Classic rock lyrics.
Oh, boy.
What color are you going with tomorrow with the Pop Rocks?
I don't know. I think I'm going to stay with the same ones because I didn't do
you're
the whole
blue?
Bag.
Okay, blue.
I'll go the rest of the bag to tomorrow, though.
Okay. He will swallow Pop Rocks with soda in his mouth and read classic rock lyrics. Do that right around 7:10. Okay. Wish me luck tonight with the folks in Royal Oak making our pitch for Glenn Friday, our idea there. Enjoy the Lions' victory.
Yeah.
Might as well. See, this is the thing. I'm trying not to drink the blue Kool-Aid, and it's killing me because they won two in a row. I know. Say it. It's against the Falcons and Jack. I know.
Yeah.
Whatever. They're playing the Colts. See, now I'm not bummed out now, damn it.
I'm just saying.
God.
I want to see a real victory.
There it is. It's been killing you. Wanted to say that all morning. I just want give me 24 hours the Lions win. It's like when you ask a pretty girl out and she says maybe. To most guys, that's a yes. Then you realize 24 hours later, that's a no. It's kind of where we're at as Lions fans right now. Just enjoy it. Matthew Stafford for the Hall of Fame. Donnie's coming in next. Can't believe you did that wrong.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.